Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, 3 o'clock. Stoney joining us.
Hey, we have some interesting Michigan football news.
Please, the floor is yours.
It's official, according to the angel of the big house, Angelique Shingelis. Mike Hart will not be back officially. His contract ran out January 10th. He declined comment when contacted by the Detroit News. So it's kind of interesting.
That's been a, frosty relationship here the last few months?
Yeah.
All I know is it's been, what, 6 or 7 months since Michigan deployed a scumbag employee on the sideline of a rival in spy glasses. Could the NCAA just maybe get around to that at some point?
I just want to find out. I just want Central Michigan or Michigan State to say officially, yes, it was Connor Stallions. I know it was. You know it was.
Exactly. And McElwain knew it was.
Yes.
But yeah. Okay. Mike Hart. Sue.
Yeah.
I want to get to the football here. And this time Monday, free agency's open, Stoney. So I just want to let people have some fun for a minute. And you can get creative. It could be a smaller move. It could be a bigger move. It could be a dream sequence. You do what you got to do. But I want to know, when Stoney and I are on the air, Rico on vacation, and we talk to you Monday at 2 o'clock, who blank has got to be a Lion? I leave it to you. What position, what player, what you're willing to do. Now, when you call up, we may ask you a question, or we may say, or you know, here's how much money, etc. But I want to know, and we'll go around the room. The Godfather gets the first bite at the apple. It is simple. Come Monday, blank must be a Detroit Lion as we begin free agency. 248-539-9797. Now, I'll go last. And I can nerd out. And I can give you some of the data if you like. And if you don't want to do that and you just want to call up and say this dude's a badass and he kills people, that's cool too. So, Stoney, come Monday, blank has to be a Lion.
Well, first of all, let me preface it by saying he won't be, because that's just my luck and Lion's luck, although we know they had a good season last
year. Don't sleep in the punch bowl. Just dream for
Christian
a minute.
Christian Wilkins! Okay, I admit, like I think you used something similar in Who Said It Last Week, I'm a little biased because I've watched Hard Knocks. My daughter worked on the show a little bit. Okay? I watched Hard Knocks a lot. I fell in love with Christian Wilkins. Great teammate, great player. The kid from Ferris, right? Siler?
Yep.
He like took him under his wing. And Christian Wilkins, even after Bradley Chubb and all these guys got hurt, he still performed. He's 28 years old. He had his career best in sacks last year. And the other thing is, he fits in. If you believe, and I'm not saying you should or you shouldn't, but you believe in the culture deal, okay? He's perfect. He is a perfect Detroit Lion. It's in a position that they need, whether he plays defensive tackle next to McNeil or he can play end if he has to, but I'd rather see him play tackle and can get sacks. Like I said, he had 9 last year. And he's a great dude, great teammate, great for this city. Give me Christian Wilkins, the Jew, turns to Christianity.
Oh, boy. Unbelievable. Not really anything. I didn't really think it would go there. Okay. Christian Wilkins it is. Kenny Cott, come Monday. Blank has got, we're moving on. Blank has got to be a Lion.
Can I bring L'Jarius Sneed into this conversation?
Sure.
Because yeah, guess what? In about 4 minutes, I was about to. Let's do it.
Excellent. Because I feel like drafting corners and scouting corners is maybe the hardest thing. Not that I don't trust Brett Holmes not to do it. But corners and safeties in the secondary, it's very hard to accomplish this. But now I feel like you just grab him. That becomes one less big thing you need to do. You can draft a big person in the first round or the second in terms of a friend for Hutch.
Well, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to do to you what I do to a caller. You're not drafting anybody in the first round. Pick 29 is going to the Chiefs in that deal.
Done. Done and done. Fine.
And you got to sign him. Call it 5 at 105.
And that's fine.
Okay.
Big person for the defensive line in the second round.
Now, here's what I want to do, Stoney, before people get upset at Kenny. Going, oh, you're paying too much. Here's what you're getting with Sneed, actual data. First of all, no corner played more man-to-man in the league. Okay, well, what does Aaron Glenn want to do a lot?
Right.
Played on a defense that blitzed a ton. With Spagnuolo, what do you guys do? Blitz a ton.
Yeah.
He shadows the other team's number one receiver about 70% of the time. He only allowed more than 2 catches when being asked to cover that player more than once last year.
And the other thing, if Mosley can return, he's your corner too. Sutton's your slot guy. There
and
you
Vildor's
go.
And Vildor's your depth.
Yeah.
I understand the cost of acquisition is incredibly high. I understand it's going to involve draft capital. I understand if you, the people, are not comfortable. But I will tell you the weakness, and I don't hate Stoney's opinion. I don't. If they brought Christian Wilkins in, I would not complain. I think Christian Wilkins is a very good player who you would have to pay like a great one.
Okay.
That's one issue. Sneed is a great player, and I'll pay you like one. And I feel like what I'm going to get from Sneed is I'm going to take on the Packers, pick a receiver you want to erase. That's what he's going to do.
Yeah.
You're going to play Justin Jefferson? Bye.
Yeah. Bye. Like, DJ Moore, bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah.
So.
Here's the other question or the other statement. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs had the 29th pick and they moved up to draft Trent McDuffie.
Correct. Move up 8 spots to 21.
So if the Chiefs can do it, so could the Lions.
Good.
Now.
And good. If you call up and you go, guys, I'd rather take draft capital, move up from 29 and take Player X.
But what you're not allowed to say is, I don't want the Lions to trade that pick because I'm going to the draft, and if they don't take a select in the first round when I'm down there, I'm going to boo.
Right, correct.
You do not get to say that.
248-539-9797.
Without repute, put it that way.
That's fine. David, come Monday. We take the air at 2 o'clock. Blank has got to be a Lion in free agency.
Can I give you 2 names?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you 2 names.
That's
here.
Two more than the listeners have given.
Because I'm going
listeners
with,
are in a sleeping bag.
I'm going with the theory of you use the money on multiple players, not just one. I would love Sneed. I would love Wilkins, both of them. But I'm going to go with Kendall Fuller and Danielle Hunter. You can use the money to get 2 players, a guy that's going to help Hutch. You're going to pair him with Hutch. Danielle Hunter, we all know what he can do. He has not lost a step. He was really good last year. And Kendall Fuller can slide right into that. If they want to make him the number one, fine. He can slide right in that 1 or 2 cornerback slot for them. They can still use Mosley. They can still use Sutton. They can still use Vildor, whatever they want to do, and then draft someone in the second round. They can do that.
The only issue with Fuller is this. Okay, and again, I said we were going to have conversation when people called up with stuff. Fuller, you're going to have to be willing to play a little more zone. Now, Fuller, I'm spitballing. Please don't get mad if I'm a couple percentage points off. Call it 35% of the time, Fuller played man. And he shadowed about half the time. I'm not far off on these numbers. I'm a nerd. The point is, he's a good player, David, and I don't have a problem with it. You'll have to tweak some. And again, the Lions started to play a little bit more
zone. They adjusted, yes.
So, no issue with it. And I think you're getting, look, Fuller's still going to get probably a four-year commitment. Danielle Hunter, at his age, I'd like to believe you could get a shorter commitment.
A couple years.
I'm not mad at it. I think what I'm confused by is Lion fan, Sony.
Mm-hmm.
What am I missing here? We got the eighth most cap space in football. We've been linked to L'Jarius Sneed, at least on a we're vetting it out level. Free agency begins Monday. And yet, we would have more success with you talking about bed sheets than talking free agency. Are you people okay?
Well,
did the Niners really hurt you this badly?
Either that or they don't know what they want.
Or even worse, they're gargling bathwater from Brad Holmes and they don't think they need to do anything. See, I have a fear. We've got a case of the Scott Harris-itis going on. I think these people have been seduced into thinking we don't need to do anything. We're just going to sign our own. And if I'm wrong, you can pick up the phone and call me. But I don't know what the hell you're doing here, people. We're trying to win a Super Bowl.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, look, were they a year ahead of schedule? Probably. I do believe people are, I wouldn't say bamboozled, but people love what Brad Holmes has done. They trust the process, so to speak, of draft and develop. And let's be honest, a lot of his free agent stuff that he has signed hasn't been all great either. I mean, hello, Breshad Perriman. So maybe you're better off drafting and developing. But the windows in this league aren't as big as people think, especially when you're with a team that has not won anything in so long. Now is the time to go do it, I think, if you can get one of those guys that we've been mentioning.
I just, and guys, here's the thing. If you don't want a high-end free agent, call up and tell me why. Call up and help me understand why you're reticent. There's no yelling.
No.
There's no anger. But I feel like you're a player away. I feel like it's fair to say that.
We're not asking him to be Dan Snyder and sign Bruce Smith, Deion Sanders, and Adam Archuleta, whatever the hell they did.
No, this is just you got a desperate need at corner.
Right.
And you got a desperate need on the D-line.
And from all indications, the guys that we want are guys that, like I said, FTC, fit the culture.
Right. And look, if you don't like Sneed because you got to give up a pick or picks, or you don't want to pay a corner 20 mil AAV, I'm not mad at you. I will disagree with you because I think this guy's different. We'll get to ticket texts and calls if people exist.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Monday, free agency starts. Come Monday, blank's got to be a Lion. And no, I'm not just saying his name because he's a star. I truly believe he's a singular best fit for your team. I'm tired of hearing you people clutch your pearls, a.k.a. your draft picks. L'Jarius Sneed, I think is a needle mover. I think he's a paradigm shifter. I think it allows Aaron Glenn for the first time in his life as a defensive coordinator here to have a real nuclear warhead to deploy.
Yeah.
Like a high-end, big-time guy in the secondary. And I'm willing to incur the cost.
I think there are many Lion fans, and this is sad, and I would like him back as a depth guy too, but
Quandre?
Yeah, they'd rather have Quandre than Snead.
You can have both.
Quandre,
on a one-year, $4 million deal?
I understand that, but safety's not their biggest need. It's not even close.
No, I'm just saying.
Yes.
It's like,
but if you gave some Lion fans the choice, they'd go with, oh, Quandre.
Yeah, but see, okay, and I'm not.
We were past that.
Yeah, and I'm not making fun of anybody, but it's like you're speaking Spanish and I'm speaking Greek. It's like.
I know.
They don't even play the same position. They don't do the same thing.
Right. I know.
And again, like, there are other corners, but there's a distinct reason they don't cost what Snead costs. Also, I'm a stickler, Stoney. Free agency, if I'm signing anyone who's 29 and up, that's a 1 or 2 year deal max. Snead, I think, is 25. He's played 4 years in the league. He was a fourth round pick, and he's blossomed. And the Chiefs want him. It's not that they don't want him.
Can't afford him.
They got to pay Chris Jones about $32 a year. They've got McDuffie, who they traded up to go and get. And they have other problems, including no wide receivers. They need to do some things.
Right.
Guys, I want to bring a corner here that every week you take the field, whoever the other team's best receiver is, whatever best laid plans they have, you're saying no to that.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
When they play the Niners in Santa Clara,
you're either taking Debo or taking IU.
Yes.
And they're not participating.
Correct.
That's what I want. And yeah. Stoney, I guess for me, I'm willing to pay. I'm willing to pay for greatness.
I'm with you. Believe me. I was looking more real. I guess the question isn't being realistic.
You're fine with Wilkins.
Christian Wilkins is just,
Stoney, there's nothing wrong with Wilkins.
I know.
He's a very good player.
Right.
I fear you will have to pay him like a great one.
Mm-hmm.
But if you put him, McNeil, Hutchinson, and let's say it is any, like a Scott Harris third base Frankenstein at the other edge.
Right.
Houston, ..
Right.
Things.
Yes.
Mike, you're better.
Yeah.
I don't argue it.
Right.
At all. I just know I can't go into next season with Mosley, who played two snaps, Sutton, who's clearly not a number one.
Right.
And the ghost of Pete Vildor.
Right.
Can't do it. That does not work for me.
Right, because they didn't practice to catch the ball off the helmet drill.
To the people. We go to Cliff, who's leading off in the 3 o'clock. What's up, Cliff?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Cliff?
A couple of things. I want to mention, you know, we picked up this guy from the USFL, the number one pass rusher.
From the Canadian Football League.
Oh, okay, whatever. But Brad has a good eye. And I trust the whole team as far as that goes. My recommendation is to spend the money on the cover corner. We got Houston coming back. We got some other folks that to help the line and the rush thing, but we got to spend the money on the cover corner. And if I never see Sutton again, it will be a good day for me.
See, right. I think you guys have been way too unfair to him.
Speak
he's,
on
he
it.
He was playing a position.
Are you kidding me?
No, because he was playing.
Cliff. He can't cover me.
Cliff.
He can't cover me, and I'm 34 years old.
Cliff, first of all, he can cover you, number one. Number two, he was signed to be the number two corner. When Mosley went down, Sutton had to play out of position, basically. Kind of, out of his lane to a certain extent.
Yeah, Cliff, listen,
right,
he's
that.
Not a lead corner. You're right. He's terrible as a number one. If I got to ask him to cover the likes of Justin Jefferson and Mike Evans, you're right. He's going to get shredded.
Right.
But you know how it works? Cliff, if I've got a LeJarius Sneed to do that, and now your assignment is, hey, can you cover Chris Godwin? Or can you cover Jaden Reed?
Right.
Or can you cover someone else?
When
he'll be okay.
When the former savior comes in with Cooper Kupp and Puka again next year, for probably the Monday night opener or whatever the hell they're going to do to, prop that game up again.
Yeah.
You need somebody to take out one of those guys, right?
Yeah, I think Cam Sutton's got a little bit of a raw deal. He was never, it's almost like you're the backup point guard and you're asked to be the starter. I don't know, pick a team, right? I mean, it'd be like, all right, with my Celtics, if Drew Holiday goes down And now I'm asking Peyton Pritchard to play 36 minutes a night, lead the Celtics to a title. It ain't going to look the same.
No.
I can't do it.
Right.
Look at the Wings for a time. All the goalie injuries. You can't ask guys who are third-string goalies to step up and give you what Lyon's giving you.
Right. I mean, he's done it, which is incredible.
Yes. Let's go to Jason, 97.1. Jason, how you doing, buddy?
Good, good. Hey, listen, I'm a Lions fan that does believe we need to make a splash. I'd love to get Sneed. I think that would be an option one. But I've heard that they want, like, two number one picks, and I probably wouldn't do that.
No, I wouldn't either.
I would opt for Wilkins. I think we will have to pay him. I actually think we'll have to pay him just as much as we'd have to pay Danielle Hunter. Maybe it's a different duration. And then if plan B for me, if Sneed doesn't work out because of the trade, I'd go for like the best two free agent cornerbacks that we could get. And maybe to your point, if they're a little older, you know, Sneed's only 27, but if we go for, you know, somebody that's a little older, maybe just give them a couple years. But
so you're talking to Gilmore?
Gilmore and Fuller are probably would be towards the top of the list. I don't know who else is still out there.
Yeah, they signed two of them last year.
Yeah, no, yeah. Jason, you understand the allure for me with Sneed. And again, I'm willing to offer pick 29. Is because he's the rarest corner. He's a pure man corner. And he can play press.
But if they say they want the first round next year too,
no,
I'd be like, I'm not sure.
No, I'm not doing that because I also have to hand the man $100 million. And I can meet you in the middle on that. I will be surprised if they got that. You know, I read an article today saying it would be a two or maybe a two and a pick swap. None of us really know. The Chiefs are going to trade him. You've been linked. The Jags have been linked. Atlanta's been linked.
But just better not be in this damn division or then I will be very upset.
That would be a distinct problem if the Bears acquired him and paired him with Jalen Johnson.
Oh,
that
my
would,
God.
That would be an issue.
Well, yes.
We roll in next year with, our favorite whipping boy, Sutton, as our number one quarter.
It's not good enough. No, and Jason, understand something. Yeah. See, this is where, and I don't know if it upsets you, that's where I think you have every right to criticize Brad Holmes. It is not good enough. It's unacceptable.
Right.
If you're trying to win a Super Bowl, to trot out Cam Sutton as your number one. And it doesn't have to be Sneed. It doesn't have to be Gilmore. Got to be something better than that. Period. 248-539-9797. We'll get to your calls. We've got this week by the numbers, Stoney edition. We're going to get to that. We got some Who Said It and Kenny shopping for forwards that will never play in Detroit.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
David, a few ticket texts. What do we have?
A lot of people having some options here. They say trade pick 73 and 92 for Greg Newsome come Monday. Lions clearly want a cornerback one after missing on Weatherspoon last year.
There is something to be said for it. I mean, look no further than what the Pack did. I mean, they traded Rasul Douglas to the Bills, and Douglas went from being all right to being a superstar with the Bills. I don't know.
What a weird career that guy's had. He's good 1 year, he sucks the next, good the next. It's
bizarre.
Yeah.
A name we have not heard from Zach and Armada. My dream scenario is Andrew Van Ginkle on a cheap pass rusher deal. Snead is a must as well.
Van Ginkle coming off a big injury.
Yeah.
Once again, paying too much attention to the Dolphins. But yeah, he fits in perfectly. Another white linebacker people here can root for.
Oh, dear.
Chris Spielman, Stephen Boyd, Jack Campbell, Andrew Van Ginkle.
Trying to get some different names from the ticket text. Matt in a car says, give me Greenert, Fuller, and Aweanu, and I will be happy, a happy Lions fan. Fuller and Aweanu for Snead, he said.
I was going to say, am I the only one who's really not feeling this whole spending on the O-line? I'm not.
I don't think they're going to spend it. I think they're going to draft it.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
This Aweanu stuff, I don't know what people think you're paying him.
I know.
I'm seeing guards that are middling make $10 million a year.
Right.
Jonah's probably getting north of $10 million a year.
You can bring Evan Brown back, maybe. He was okay for a backup.
Yeah, Ezra Cleveland got $10 million down in Jackson.
Yeah.
And so I just look at it and I'm going, I'm drafting a guard, preferably someone who's got the ability to learn center or has played it.
But don't we have to look, instead of the money, because the cap went up, at the percentage of the position of the player?
Yes.
So
I agree. No, yeah. And Mike, understand, I'm a firm believer like Rico is. Salary cap ain't real.
I know.
It went up $31 million this year. Right. Have you seen some of the projections that it's going to go up a total of $70 million by 2027?
Yeah.
So,
right.
YOLO, like, let's go.
Exactly.
Let's win this thing. Like, let's do this. Oh, but we have to pay Amon-Ra. It's like, yeah. And you people can fight me on that, too.
He's going to make $26 to $28 million a year. Okay.
Whatever he wants. I don't care. No. Next.
Lions signed Wilkins and Hunter and Sean Murphy Bunting to a team friendly for a guy who can cover a number one.
He's a guy to think about bringing in, yes, but you have to still do better than him.
Agreed. Someone else just says, Snead. I agree with you, Mike. Bring me Snead.
Yeah, and I really hope people at least listen to some of the reasons I give. It's not a radio host just screaming about a player because they're known.
No,
this is a legitimate fit.
Right. Same thing for Wilkins. He fits perfectly.
Yes. I would be totally happy. Now, I'd be nervous, Stoney, because I still need to see some in the secondary. But if you add Christian Wilkins next to Aleem McNeil,
yes.
Now we're getting places. I'm with you.
And the secondary gets better if you have more of a pass rush, as we know.
I've heard that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know as a Giants fan, but yes, let's go to Josh, 97.1. What's up, Josh?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, buddy.
All right. So first off, I want to say, before I get to who I want the Lions to sign, one of the first shows I ever listened to on the ticket was the Stonian Wojo Invitational. It was the boat guy year. Oh, so God. I just wanted to say it's fun to hear you guys on the air together. But
yes. By the way, I looked up something on your Wikipedia page just for the hell of it. They have a list of the winners of the Invitational on the Wikipedia page.
Stop it.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Well, Josh, this year's going to be a loaded bracket.
Oh.
We've had some doozies this year.
I'm looking forward to it, but I'll say this. I want L'Jarius Sneed. He's my top option. But I will say, if they can't get him, if they could find and identify, say, their David Montgomery-type starters at corner and edge this offseason, where maybe they're not like the superstars,
right?
But solid players, like that would also be okay with me if it's not a L'Jarius Sneed.
You're right,
Josh. I normally agree, but Josh, understand something. And I'm only taking my cues from the other teams that routinely compete for the Super Bowl. So we look at teams like the Ravens. We look at a team like San Francisco, we look at a Philadelphia, we look at Kansas City, all right? What do they all have in common? They don't just stop at responsible or the middling. They go out and they swing for the fences.
Correct. Now, some of the time when you swing, you're going to miss sometimes.
You are.
James Bradbury.
But again, Sony, you need to have, and Josh, you got to have high-end dudes to win a Super Bowl.
Absolutely. It's an arms race. You've said that before,
yes.
I mean, many times. And it's one of those where, like, if they can go out and get them, great. But, like, I'm not going to be upset if they end up with just, you know, a quality starter compared to a superstar. Although, yes, obviously, Snead would be ideal.
Yeah, and again, Josh, I think they're built on really solid footing. I think the Lions are going to be good for a nice 3 to 5 year run.
Yes.
But being good isn't going to get it done. Right. I mean, ask a Cowboy fan, Stoney. 12 games a year you're winning. Right. Everything's great. And Dad, it's a parade down Woodward or failure.
Right. We can't have the Detroit Tigers again. Although they at least went to the World Series twice.
Yeah, but if you don't win a game,
I know.
Did you ever go? Yeah. I don't know. Still can't believe they had a pitching staff, but all those Cy Young winners couldn't get that done.
I know.
All right, I don't want to depress anybody. I'm sorry. That's that was okay. Terrible.
Thank you so much.
I set you up. It's my fault.
You know what, David?
By the way, since you brought up I technically brought it up.
What?
Can an inanimate object win the Invitational?
Oh, with the chair drop?
Yeah.
I don't know. I leave it to you.
I know.
Stoney, look. We have had some doozies.
Oh, yes, we have.
There's this. There's this.
Effing all these hoes.
This.
Cross-eyed nipples.
This.
Come see that black.
This.
Unleashing the.
This. Oh. I mean, you want me to keep going?
Yeah. I'm not going home smelling like fish.
Well, right.
Will this be the. One of these years. One of these years. Now, this is the fifth. This will be the fifth year, I believe. So if it is the fifth, one of these years we have to do like a vintage, either a vintage field or a vintage region, maybe.
Hey, who doesn't want three wings? Because I have a black.
It's a loaded field this summer.
Yes.
All right. Let's get to This Week in Sports by the Numbers, Stoney edition. We'll do that next. We've got reaction from a trade deadline that kind of wasn't a deadline for the Wings. Kenny Cott is upset. We'll talk the levels of disappointment. We also have Who Said It? 97.1.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
And the music is still here, Roberto. Beautiful. Why am I not surprised? Beautiful. All right. Also, Stoney's sipping out of a water bottle like he's in the Tour de France. Was that Greg LeMond's? Did you steal it off his bike?
No. Hey, come on. I got it from the judgment-free zone. Planet Fitness, baby.
Roberto, start talking.
All right. I'm going to throw some numbers out to you guys. Things that happened this week in sports. You tell me, what the hell am I talking about? Here we go. Seven straight.
Kenny's scratching his beard. David laughing. Stoney staring.
Let's see. The Islanders have won 5 straight, so it wouldn't be them.
How about a hint? Something light.
Stoney is in the right league.
Ooh. What did you say? I wasn't listening.
7 straight. He said
hockey.
He said the Islanders have won 5 in a row.
Yeah, I'm thinking wrong league then.
Kenny, it's your league. Do you want to assist?
Is it the Coyotes losing 7 straight? Because I know they've been on a downturn.
They're 2-12-1 in their last 15.
So it might be
that would be wrong. Oh.
Do you know how much pleasure he just took doing that to you?
I know.
On Nathan MacKinnon goals at home.
Yeah, I don't know, Roberto.
Okay,
why don't you just tell me the number seven straight mean?
The Toronto Maple Leafs lost their 7th straight game this week to the Boston Bruins.
Oh. Okay.
That's tough.
That's a tough one.
Jesus.
That's a tough one.
That's how we're starting?
Wow. That's hockey by the numbers for 8,000, Alex.
Yeah, brought to you by the McKenzie brothers. I mean, Jesus. All right. Coming up next, your favorite Boom Boom Jeffrey on memories.
Oh,
good God. All right, go ahead.
All right, here we go. 50-6. 50-6 in the news this week.
50-6. Well, it's not the Celtics. They're 48-13. It's not. Well, Pepperdine was up 56-9 at the half.
How many times Caitlin Clark has had 30 points and 20 and 15 assists or something like that?
Wow.
That is absolutely false.
No. Oh, geez. You see what he's doing?
Yeah, I know.
Right to your spine as you walk away. My God. Kenny Cott, David Hall, what do we got?
50-6.
Give us a hint.
The Clippers record.
50-6. I'm talking about one man. One man's accomplishments.
Oh. It was the number of the number. The number of times somebody in the NBA scored 50 points this. Oh.
No, save your breath.
Okay.
All right.
You guys were talking about this earlier. It's something that's going to happen in July.
Was that Jake Paul's record?
Close. Tyson's record.
That's correct.
We eventually
Tyson
found
holds
our way there.
A 50-6 professional record with 2 no contests over his illustrious career.
All right. These are difficult. We've created a monster, fellas.
I know.
A guy who don't know sports. He's a Stuart Schwab over here.
I understand.
All right. Let's try again. Give us a Stony by the numbers.
You want a Stony?
Let's mix in the Godfather, please.
Okay, let me grab one here for you.
Okay,
here we go. Now be careful with this one. 2.5 ounces. 2.5 ounces.
Think before you speak, please. I'm begging you. Please.
The amount of body solutions you take before you go. As Bojo used to call them, tumor solutions. How many ounces in an 8-ball?
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Now, 2.5 ounces, the amount of icy hot Stoney has to apply to his groin after playing pickleball.
Oh, these are fictitious. I thought these are real numbers.
Yeah, that is real.
No, it's not.
Okay, back to sports by the numbers, please. Wow.
Okay, here's another one.
Yes.
Not appealing to Stoney, but it could. 94 feet. 94 feet.
94 feet.
Kenny looks so confused. Go ahead.
I got nothing. What sport does this apply to?
We need a hint.
Yeah.
I'll say college basketball.
You'll say college basketball?
What is Texas with a dollar sign? 94 feet.
The distance someone hit a game-winning shot in a tournament. Not a tournament game, but
Wasn't there a 2-7 Ball State, Western Michigan at the end?
The bounce pass.
Yeah.
That wasn't supposed to be a bounce pass.
Right. Now, that wasn't 94 feet. The play probably took 94 feet.
Go ahead. Just please. Roberta's
I would say
be sarcastic.
Butler.
What about it? My butler's off on Fridays.
He cleaned 94 feet. Yeah. 94 feet is the Butler fan who hit the putt shot during the Bulldogs game.
Oh, the halftime.
It was a 94-foot putt right into this little Dixie cup.
Right, which is basically the length of a basketball.
That's right.
Damn it, I wasn't thinking about like non-game activity. Yeah. All right, keep it going. Well, I tell you, these are difficult. God, you got to buy the numbers, Stoney?
Sure, I do. All right, this is Mike Valenti by the numbers.
Okay.
Championships, including college, the teams you love the most, how many championships have you seen since you were 5 years old?
All right. 2 for the Celtics. Islanders were done because I was 5 when they won their last one. So Giants, it would be 90, 07, and 11. So that's 3. That's 5 total. Then the Yankees was 96, 98, 8. 9.
Carry the one.
9.
The answer by my math would be 11, and my math's usually wrong. I have 3 for the Giants.
Right.
5 for the Yankees.
Right.
I won 3 in a row. 2 for the Celtics.
You're right.
And I said college, Michigan State Hoops, too.
So by the numbers, I wasn't thinking college.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, the Izzo thing was in black and white at this point.
Because I figured five is the time where you might remember from.
You're right. No, well, oh, don't ask Rico. Rico claims he has vivid memories of being 2 years old. He's such a liar.
I know. I hate when people do that.
My sister does.
No, she doesn't. She thinks she does. Your right. sister's delusional.
Right. Like in 64, when the Phillies choked, they had a 6.5 game lead with 10 games left. I don't remember the games. All I remember is saying to my dad, why aren't we going to the World Series? Son, because the Phillies choked like they always choke.
How old were you?
5.5.
All right, you're not coming up saying you were 2.
No.
Rico saying he was 2 and wrote a thesis. Like, get the hell out of here. Buy the numbers. All right, go ahead.
You want another Stoney?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. 57.
57 times he's gone to the bathroom to take a line.
Oh, geez.
Are we doing fictitious again? Or are we?
Well, of course.
Oh, okay.
Number of 5-day work weeks that Wojo worked when he worked with Mike Stone. In over 15 years.
Oh, way more than that.
How many times have I seen Springsteen this century?
Oh, my. It would be more than that, wouldn't it?
Probably. Well, yeah, it would be more than
that. Yeah, I would guess more than that. No, 57 is Mike Tyson's age and the year Stoney trained with Cus D'Amato.
Okay, thank you.
Close. I was born in 58.
Tremendous.
All right, I got one more for
you. One more by the numbers, please.
For you. 1970.
Ooh.
Now think about who's giving you the question, mm-hmm. and there's a commonality there.
All right, it's got to be Philadelphia-based. What is this, Joe Pisarcik? Nah, that was what, 73?
Nah.
What year was the Miracle of the Meadowlands?
79, I believe.
All right, that was Pisarcik, Larry Zonka.
Yeah, all Pisarcik had to do was fall on the ball.
Herm Edwards. All right, 1970?
Mm-hmm.
I need a hint. I don't know.
Near you.
Near me.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Upstate.
Right. Okay. What are we doing?
Commonality.
Albany Patroons basketball?
No. What? The year Mohawk Mall was built.
Oh, your dad built it. Yes. No, he did.
Yes, he worked for the company. In fact, when I looked it up to find out the exact year, because I'm doing this, Wikipedia, my dad's quoted. I couldn't believe it.
What a coincidence.
Yes.
Bringing an American shopping experience
to Niskayuna, New York.
Yes, it's perfect.
Yeah. Luca Pizza was the pizza place. It was great.
Okay. That is sports this week. By the numbers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.